Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. Hey everybody, we are back in the limelight, and today, yet again, another awesome guest. You know that I bring you some of the best of the best for all the kinds of things that entrepreneurs, our savvy entrepreneurs, need to know. I do want to remind you to go over to clarissaburt.com, where In the Limelight Media lives. So you're going to be able to see our videos there. You get to see the podcast there. We're with Podbean now, so we're with Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, and our friends over at Inspired News Radio. We thank them every week. You're going to remember, you're going to find the In the Limelight magazine. The digital version is over there. Again, it is intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. Today, I bring you somebody that, I mean, you talk about jack of all trades. This lady does everything, and you wouldn't want to meet her in a dark alley because she knows how to defend herself. Let me tell you, I'm going to bring her on right now. Here she comes. Laura DeFranco, hey.
Hey, how are you? Wow. Thanks for having me.
Wow, Taekwondo, huh?
Well, that part always gets everybody. They want to know about that right away. So, you know, we can go there if you want.
We can go there. I'd rather not. Let's do it by Zoom and not in person, at least. That's really impressive. That's really, really impressive. Brave Healer Productions, name of your company, Brave Healer. I'm going to put on a ticker as we're speaking so that people will be able to find you. I did Laura DeFranco. I think that takes everybody over to bravehealer.com anyway, correct?
It does. Awesome. It does. Yeah.
So let's talk about some of the work that you do. I love the name of your book, first off, which is How to Have Fun with Your Fear and Change the World. How do we have fun with fear? I'd love to hear your explanation.
Well, I like to talk about purpose-driven fear. Like, it feels really a lot like the survival kind of fear. But, you know, those of us who are entrepreneurs are out of our comfort zone every single day. And so we have to get used to that kind of fear inside of us and do it anyway. So I like to have fun with it. I like to use it as a compass.
And so how do we have fun? What would one of the first steps be in just saying, you know what, I'm living in terrorizing fear, but this is how I'm going to have fun with that?
Yeah, recognizing first that it's something aligned with your big vision. Yeah. And so it's all about awareness. I might say the word awareness way too many times today, because if you have that, then you get a choice of how you respond to that feeling. Because fear is just a feeling. That's all it is. We make some crap up in our head about really what that is, you know? And so when we recognize it, that's step one. Recognize it's like aligned with your big vision. Okay. I got this. Let's go.
And it can be debilitating. I think people talk themselves maybe into a little bit. What happens when the fear sort of starts to borderline with anxiety? How do you work your way out of that? Because fear is one. But when it starts to become debilitating along with anxiety, what would you suggest?
Well, then you got to get your toolkit out. And you have to go for meditation and breath work and taking a walk in nature and journaling and listening to music. You have to use your tools. And that's, you know,
I'm a big one on, essential oils, diffusing my essential oils.
Love
them. In the background, I've always got like chill music or lounge music. I have to know what's going on because, you know, apart from the fact that what's going on in our businesses, as you say, is stressful enough. Let's not even think about what's, you know, going on outside of our businesses. There's an awful lot of input that keeps us kind of in, I think, fear mode these days. So all of those tools that you're talking about are awesome. And I do suggest some. You know, just even lavender is so amazing. It's a great way to go. What's the fastest way to enhance and practice awareness?
I think the fastest way to awareness is realizing it's about you sensing your body. So it's breath work. So like the fastest way in is to take a deep breath and just notice what you feel. Honestly, it really is that simple. And I know some days it doesn't feel easy.
Yeah.
But it really is that simple. Take a deep breath, feel what you feel, and stop making the feelings mean anything.
You're saying it and I'm doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good, right?
You know what? It does really already feel good. You know, it does.
It does.
It kind of like really works right away. I say take 3 deep breaths. You know, like a lot of people like come along where, you know, they're getting all worked up. Take 3 deep breaths. And it just kind of works. I know that there's, I would love to be able to take that deeper dive into really, you know, really deep healing breath work, you know, sort of like that hour long class. I don't have that time right now, but I'd love to be able to move into that for sure. You say your fear of not being good enough right now is like, yo, I'm so over that. I'm so bored by that. And God, thank God somebody said it, Laura. Thank God somebody said it. Because it's like, yes, enough of you're not good enough. You know, we're only here so long, right, on this planet. And I, at this stage of my life, I'm going, I don't have that many years. I'd like to have many more, but I don't have that many more years left. Let's just do it and get over the I'm not good enough thing. Yes?
Yeah, definitely. Plus, there's somebody waiting to hear your message. So if not good enough is keeping you paralyzed, then, you know, that's just a waste of your precious time here. You could be changing somebody's life in the action. So, yeah. Ray, I love to feel that fear and do it anyway. And I've tried my best to master that one thing. I think that one thing is magical.
Right. And yeah, right. And so the magic that happens and the power that feel, by the way, right? It's like, it's such a powerful place to be in. And so get over the fear, take your 3 deep breaths, you know, speak your message and help somebody else out. These are already 4, we're in this now 6 minutes and we've given this 4 really great, I think really great gold nuggets to everybody that, you know, these are words to live by.
Okay, well, and it's a practice, right? So it's always a practice. Right. So we can shoot these tools out, but it's really about using them and kind of being on the journey and figuring out what your next step is there. And so, you know, I know you know it's a practice.
Well, you know, I know it is a practice. I like to be able to say that I'm a practitioner, or I'd like to be a practitioner more than I actually am. So, you know, I do tend to take a little bit of, you know, step away. I slide away from it because I prioritize other things, which, like we said before, for solopreneurs and entrepreneurs is basically, you know, I recently have said 24/7 just isn't enough anymore. So now I work 25/8.
You know, I hear you.
I've created a new day and a new hour to each day. So, you know, at every, I can't tell you, Laura, and I'm sure you have, you've probably heard the same thing from our solopreneurs and entrepreneurial friends. Every one of them I speak to says, I'm working 2-3 times as much as I did pre-COVID, before COVID.
Agreed.
I am slammed. I am busy. I've never worked so much. And it's kind of funny because most of us aren't even on the road anymore.
Right.
And we're not going to an office. We're not, you know, we're home. And so I don't know how, if there are just more distractions at home because of children and I don't know, you know, television, I don't know. But, you know, people are saying that they're very, very busy these days. And I think that's a good thing. I think it's really also kicked a lot of people into having to invent and reinvent in many cases.
That's definitely it.
That's something that you found with your business, because we are speaking to entrepreneurs here on the show. With your business, are you finding that as well, or the publishing business, which I'd like to talk about next?
Yeah, well, listen, I've been transitioning to the current business for about 4 years, but my day job was a hands-on physical therapy practice that got shut down in one day with that announcement here in Maryland, right? So I, about after a week of panic, I thought, you know what, you're either going to step up and do this other thing that I had been transitioning to or not. And of course, you know me, so already I'm the action taker. I'm the like get over that fear kind of gal. So I just thought, all right, universe, thanks for the nudge. Here I go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do a lot of talking to the universe. It's like, okay, what? Like you have said, what else is possible, right? You too have gone down the what else is possible path.
Yeah.
Like many others, what else is possible? So if one thing isn't working, you're butting your head against a wall and the universe keeps answering you pretty much in the same way.
Yes.
You know, what else? So, okay, what else is possible? What else am I not seeing? Because we tend to have that kind of tunnel vision and tunnel thinking sometimes, right?
Yeah.
So what else could we be doing? And so what was your what else is possible?
I mean, what else is possible with the thing that lights you up so much that you lose track of time, which for me was writing. And I already knew that. It wasn't like a new thing for me. But I just thought, all right, what else is possible here? How could I help other people get on board with this mission? And it's been pretty incredible.
Well, you are helping other people get their message out. I mean, a lot of people, by the way, I think it's been my experience at least, that there's so many people that say, you know, they've got a book in them. They're saying, nobody would want to read my stuff. I can't get back to the I'm not good enough thing, right?
Exactly.
I never write a book. And you, I think, have really been instrumental in so many people's lives for saying, oh, yeah, you can. And, oh, yes, you do have a message. And like you said before, even if you're helping one person, you know, you never know until you put it out there and get over that fear. So Laura's giving you permission. If everybody's waiting, right? Everybody's still out there waiting for permission. She's giving it to you. Okay. Let's get into the publishing piece of your business. It's fascinating. I love, you know, I love your website. It's beautiful. Everybody, and you know, LauraDeFranco.com. It's on the ticker below. And she says, you've got a story to tell. You have a story to tell. And you know you do, right? So your company, Great Healer Productions, you know, you provide pretty much everything that you need to know to publish your book. I'm going to assume from, as you said, from ideation to promotion. Walk us a little bit through the process. If somebody is thinking about, you know what, I'm going to contact Laura, what are the first things that you know, that they can expect with onboarding and through the process?
I mean, the onboarding is about getting rid of that fear of not good enough. Honestly, consistently, that's what it's about. And so, like, you know, get on the phone with me and I'm going to just push you, shove you maybe just a little too hard right through that. Right. And when you're on the other side and you're seeing the possibilities for how your message can change people's lives, that gets really exciting.
Yeah. Something that's just like you said before, the universe with the nudge. Well, maybe this is Laura nudging you into that place and space. And it becomes, once you take the first couple of, it gets to be so exciting. You know, I was like, oh, am I really doing, yeah, I really am doing this. And then you start like telling your family, and then you start telling your friends. And people are truly excited for you. You know, they really want to see you. Everybody wants to see you succeed. We, you know, you do, I do. I want everybody that writes a book and gets their message out. And sometimes it's very cathartic. It's very therapeutic. Even for yourself, you might be healing yourself before you even think about your message reaching others in some of these instances, right?
That's the exact thing that I want people to know that I honor on this path, is that not all publishers really honor the fact that this is a healing process for the writer as much as it is as a game changer for the reader. Right. And so I like to combine that. That's what Brave Healer is. Right. It's like, you know, I know that you are taking a step somewhere that you're not comfortable, but let's do this anyway. And I know how to do that, right? Yeah. In a way that they get it. So it's been pretty cool.
It must be. And the satisfaction even for you, because I can imagine as you're working through the process with one of your, let's call them client, right? I'm sure it's much more to you than that as you go through the process. But maybe, I don't know, maybe a little bit of hand-holding, a little bit of babysitting, maybe a little bit of tear drying, you know, you're kind of like in that position, right?
To, definitely.
To really, you know, kind of helping them through that process. And it's totally enlightening for them for sure. And I'm going to imagine even for you.
It definitely is. Listen, you know, somebody said to me once, how do you have so much energy? And I said, well, about, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, I started prioritizing my own joy. So even though I work my butt off, like you were saying, all those hours, I still feel really energized and good about everything that I'm doing. So I'm serving from an overflow, baby.
Right.
Like we all need to be doing that.
Yes. Listen, we know where to find you on your website. Where's everybody going to be able to find you on your social? Let's go down that path first off.
Yeah, for sure. Instagram, Brave Healer Productions. Facebook, you can find me Brave_Healer. You'll find me everywhere, you guys.
Yeah, just kind of look for your name.
Yes.
Because I think Facebook, it says Kick-Ass Warrior Goddess.
That might even be an old one. So come on to Brave Badass Healers on Facebook. That's my business page. Thank
Brave
you.
Brave Badass Healers. Okay. Yeah. I love that, by the way. That's really great. events. I had asked you about if you were going to be going to an event, and obviously now, you know, everything is closed down, but it looks as though you might be doing a Badass Business Summit in September. What's that about?
Oh, thanks. You know, founder of Success Champions, Donnie Boyven, is an amazing gentleman who pulled together a bunch of speakers. And unfortunately, I will not be there in person because of what happened with the pandemic and the school shutting down in-person school. Yeah, my kiddos are going to be home. Oh, my God. So I'll be involved in that possibly online. But that's a really interesting thing coming up in September.
Right.
And yeah, who knows for the future, right? There's going to be some more online things coming, maybe some in-person things. Who knows?
Right. Yeah, this would be a perfect time to be buying a crystal ball, I think.
I know. Oh, please hand it over. If you found it, hand it over.
Yeah, I'm going to ask Santa for Christmas if they'll bring me a crystal ball. Okay, back to your book now. Okay, I want to talk about, first of all, again, your book, How to Have Fun with Your Fear and Change the World. You can find that on Amazon.
No, that's a secret. You must have the secret out before anyone else. I'm teasing you. That's going to be the 2021 book. So you guys, I have 11 books now.
Yeah.
And How to Have Fun with Your Fear and Change the World is going to be the brand new year's book for 2021. Okay. So it's coming, but if you go to Amazon and type my name in, you're going to find my other 11 books, which I know we don't have time to talk about all of them.
Wow. Now I see Joy Stacking. Is that a book that you published, Joy Stacking?
That's a co-author book coming out in September. And The Ultimate Guide to Self-Healing is the most recent launch. We've done 2 volumes. The books are co-author projects with 25 practitioners, and so they're little mini toolkits. If you guys are stressing about healing at home right now, like knowing what to do, These books will give you 25 tools that you can practice on your own.
Love that. Yeah. That's the second volume, okay? And is that published yet?
Yes, we got 2 of them, and I love it when I can play show and tell here.
Yes, you must. So, I love those covers.
The first one.
Oh, that's
the second
beautiful.
One.
Beautiful. I love it. Okay, so if you want to know how to self-heal, you got a volume 1 and a volume 2. Then we go down to How to Have Fun with Your Fear and Change the World. Again, we talked about that over on Amazon. Okay, what else have you got up? Your fear book is in 2021. We talked about that. Tell me what else is coming up.
Oh, thank you. Well, you guys, I am also a spoken word poet. So 5 of my books are poetry. And if y'all need a little sexy love poem book, Warrior Desire is on Amazon. It's a book of love poems, but also I love to incorporate something for the reader. So you're going to read reflections and then you're going to have writing prompts of your own. So this is all about healing for me, no matter if it's poetry or my nonfiction self-help stuff. Like, I want this to be an experience for you guys. So even the poetry is a little like that.
Wow. And when do you have time to do anything else?
I know.
Holy moly, you are really busy. Wow. Okay, this is something that I ask pretty much every entrepreneur. I love the question, and it kind of gets them to think. And so you can't say marriage and you can't say your children, but in your career, what is the one thing that you would say was your crowning moment?
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Okay. It was when I realized that my words were making an impact to the point of this. It sounds corny because we talk about changing people's lives with our words and our programs and all our things.
Right.
But I actually realized that sharing meant that somebody who was not wanting to be around on the earth for very much longer decided to make a different choice. You guys, that's huge. Like, and you know, I'm lucky I get to tell that story, like, and have that feeling of purpose inside of me. So I always tell the listeners, purpose has a face and a name. It's not so much a cause that you're going after. If there's a human being with a face and a name behind that.
Right.
I'm telling you, crowning moment doesn't sound right for this. It was more like a realization, an enlightenment moment where I thought, you know what, girl, your fear of not good enough is boring. That's where that came from.
Yeah.
And you need to just do your thing.
I think a crowning moment is when you change somebody's life. I think
all right.
Yeah, that's extraordinary. Yeah. And somebody is still here, and that's thanks to you. I think that is that. I think that's pretty. I put a crown on your head for that.
It was a big wow for me, and it keeps burning inside me ever since. Yeah, it keeps me going.
Okay. Well, I can't tell you what a joy it's been to chat with you. I hope that we can have you back on the show. When you've got any other books coming out, when they're all out, you got next one coming out, let me know. We'll have you back on the show to talk about that. In the meantime, everybody, you have been listening again to In the Limelight with Clear as the Bird. Today's guest, Laura DeFranco. Don't go away, Laura. I want to talk to you right after I send the outro. We say goodbye to everybody. Until the next time. Bye-bye now.
Thanks.
Are you looking for a place with positive information? Well, look no more. This is the place, InspiredNewsRadio.com. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, positive talk radio. Shows designed to inspire, inform, educate, and motivate. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, and I'm one of the hosts right here on InspiredNewsRadio.com, and I ask you to please tune in every single week to my show, Mind Your Own Business. InspiredNewsRadio.com, the place to be for positive talk.
Hey everybody, it's Clarissa, and if you know me, you know I love to travel. I'm always on a plane, a train, or a car, and I love discovering new places, new hotels, new resorts, you know, just new adventures. That's why I'm so thrilled to offer to you a membership to the Clarissa Travel Club. Yep, it's at no expense to you, but it's travel at a massive discount. Here's the deal. It's savings up to 70%. No travel restrictions, no blackout dates. Almost any hotel in the world. There are over a million hotels, everybody, that you can go and search on ClarissaTravelClub.com. It's free to join. Works for friends and family, so have everybody else sign up too. It's a user-friendly site, I have to say, and here's the clincher. It's 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price. Let me say that again. 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price within 24 hours of departure date. So sign up now and receive instant access to incredible savings and terrific offers. It's just that easy. I lived in Italy for 30 years and I love Italian food, but Italian food didn't really love me because a lot of it had gluten in it. I didn't understand why I was getting so sick all the time and why I was having reactions and rashes and just generally not feeling well after eating. I myself am a celiac and I found out the hard way. An internationally renowned chef, Rita Romano, and I have created an Italian gluten-free gastronomy cookbook that is made just for you. If you have celiac disease, gluten intolerance, or even if you don't, you are gonna love this book. Satisfy your passion for Italian food without gluten. The book has 70 delicious, authentic, and modern recipes, each with beautiful illustrations and many photographs taken in Italy. Cook up a meal that family and friends can enjoy. There's bruschetta and pasta, soups, risotto, focaccia, and scrumptious desserts. Italian gluten-free gastronomy also includes a variety of vegetarian and vegan recipes. An 8.5 by 10 inch hardcover with a beautiful dust jacket. You can get that at clarissabert.shop and click under Feel Good. And for the digital version, you can find it on Amazon.
Okay, everybody, that's it for this episode. I would love it if you'd go like, subscribe, and share. Let everybody know how much great information you've gotten here today. And follow me on social. You can find me pretty much anywhere under Clarissa Burt, and on Facebook it is Clarissa Burt Official. Go to InTheLimelightMedia.com where you can sign up for my newsletter to get all kinds of great information. It's a monthly newsletter. And you can also read the In the Limelight digital magazine. It is a quarterly, so that you can keep abreast of all of the people I get to meet and greet and interview. We've got great articles there, all kinds of resources for the savvy entrepreneur that you are. See you next time.